Hello and welcome to this special podcast. It's an end of the year top five downloads special with me, Scott Cassin-Rennie.
And me, Al Coates. How exciting. Al Coates.
How exciting. Oh, very exciting. First one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
this. Quite unusual, but different. So hopefully it'll be a bit of fun. It's not going to be long either. So
No. The reason I got the idea was because, do you know when I'm away and I'm like working away and you go into sort of YouTube YouTube rabbit holes where you kind of just find these. And I got into this thing where you're watching people watch things, these reactions.
Yeah. Jacob watches a lot of that.
It's amazing.
A lot of that. See, whereas I watch people popping blackhead videos, that's what I do. So, it's...
You filthy, it's filthy man.
It's worthwhile saying this is a Monday, but it feels, I don't know what day it is actually. It's Monday the 27th of December. That's when we're recording this. So it's in between Christmas and New Year.
It is neither here nor there.
It's not, but we just, and also the point of this was really just to thank everybody as well who's contributed over the year, isn't it? Because we've had, I mean, blimey. Like from tomorrow, you reckon we'll have had 120,000 episodes downloaded from all platforms that we're on.
Yeah.
Which is a huge amount. I can't even get my head around what that looks like because it's all virtual, of course, but 120,000, that's a lot, I think. Is it a lot?
I don't know. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it does. We'll go with that. It sounds like a lot.
I told my mum and she was dead impressed.
Was she? Oh, bless her.
Oh, I know. That's all that really counts.
She's so proud.
Yeah.
But yes, so thank you to everybody who's contributed, whether it's been conversations, podcast guests, whatever. It doesn't matter. You've made a contribution. Yeah. You've helped in some way. You've probably challenged people's thoughts in other ways. You've probably caused arguments in other ways. But it's all for the greater good. So thank you.
The greater good. And the reason it's like a reaction video is because Scott doesn't know what the top five are. Because Scott can never be bothered to go and look on the... He's got the passwords, but he never looks.
Well, I've got the password for one. I don't have the password for them all, though.
You do. Anyway,
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. I don't have the time. I'm not like you. I don't sit. I was going to say fiddling. That sounds wrong, but I don't sit there fiddling with things all day. So, you know, I've got things to do, people to see, etc.
Yeah, you got bottles of wine to open. You know, you're a busy man.
Exactly.
Well, so we thought we'd just do the top five, and there's no particular order, and it doesn't necessarily reflect what is the best podcast, because I don't think you can look at it like that. There's a whole range of mad factors about when they're released and what the weather's like, and you know, and if it's something that catches the zeitgeist of the moment. So
exactly,
But needless to say, every single one of our episodes has been downloaded a huge amount, but a few of them sort of stood out with a few more, so we thought it would be good to do that. So shall I start at the top? Let's start at number five.
Crack on. Tell me what number five is, Al.
Well, coming in at number five, Scott, is episode 110, Relationships with Tris Cassin-Rennie and Paula Coates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They made it to the top 10, never mind the top five. Seriously?
I know. Yeah, And for a big part of the year, they were right in number one position, and it was slightly embarrassing. And I thought about this. I thought, well, it's either that people are interested in our personal lives or that people are actually the impact of caring for children who've had complicated early lives on relationships is really intriguing. And I think that's maybe what's got it.
I suspect that the first thing you said is probably why people tune in, but the second point is probably why they ended up continuing to the end of the episode, to be perfectly frank. They're probably looking for fisticuffs and arguments and all that sort of stuff. But that is quite interesting, actually. But let's not tell them. Nobody tell them. If anybody tells them, then we will have to block you and remove you from social media.
Yeah. Fake news. Alternative facts. All of that.
And if anybody is interested, we are actually recording with them again this week for New Year.
Like fools. Oh. Yes.
But we won't give them that platform. We're not giving them that platform.
No, we'll keep that quiet. But I do think that is my reflections are that I think, and that's the aspiration of the podcast, is to kind of look where other people aren't looking. And I think relationships is really interesting.
Yeah.
So there you go. Cool. Coming in at number four, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, as the young people would say. We have an episode that you recorded way back in January last year, Scott. You went out on your own. You went out with your C90 tape recorder into the wilds of the adoption world, and you undertook a recording with Charlotte and Kerry. Coming in at number four. Yeah.
See, I think that wow, okay, because I haven't done many conversations this year. I have to be frank.
It hasn't gone unnoticed.
No, I know. It'll be in my next review, no doubt. Not lots of reasons for that. You know, like I say, I do have other things to do. But especially when you text me and say, I've recorded 3 interviews this week and it's only like Monday at 9 a.m. I'm like, what the heck? And anyway, but with that one, that was really interesting because that was quite... I would rate it actually within the realms of Two Good Mums as well. Was it Two Good Mums?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've got a similar relationship. But I think what was interesting with Kerry and... what was her name? Sorry.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, that's it. Sorry, Charlotte. Kerry and Charlotte was that...
I'm not cutting that
it's
out.
It's a modern... No, it's fine. I don't care. Charlotte will forgive me. But what is interesting is very, very, very up-to-date modern. You know, I know that little Jay, I'll call him Jay, is still very young. She said his name a couple of times that thing. But he's very, very young, and that's kind of, it's just courage. It's courageous that, you know, they want you to come in and talk about it as a pair when it's relatively new, and he's still relatively young. Yeah. So that I love that. I love that that's in there. And I can take credit for that as well.
Cheers. Two Good Mums I see Two Good Mums as much as they've sort of recorded that discreet piece of those 10 podcasts. They were incredibly popular as well. I think we recorded them in the summer sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
The thing that I always worry about, if I'm being really honest, is that what if things go a bit wobbly and they've put themselves out there? And that's why I've always not put myself out there. But that's life as well, isn't it?
And we also don't want to be trolled for saying anything that we shouldn't say. So, you know, that's kind of the world that we live in, isn't it?
T for troll. That was number four, which I thought was, you'd be surprised.
Like that? Like that?
Excellent. I might have got my numbers mixed up there. Let me see. No, that was number
he's
5.
He's not just colorblind, he's dyslexic.
I've done the top 6. That's embarrassing because I was in number 6. That was number 5, actually.
At least Paula and Trish don't come in top 5 then.
Excellent. Right, well, bump them out. So they're notable exceptions. Number 4 is episode 115, Early Permanence, we did. Do you recall?
With Anna Sharkey.
With Anna Sharkey, and that's...
See how I remember that? Wow.
Mm.
You know why I remember it?
Why?
It's because the organisation she works for keep on tweeting about it.
Well, that just goes to show publicity works, doesn't it?
Well, and also, they obviously enjoyed the opportunity to come onto this podcast and for Anna to share the kind of information behind Early Permanence. But also, you know, if we were to tweet every podcast that we do every week, you know, if we were to tweet, 300 odd episodes, people would get bored of our Twitter, so they'd just switch off, wouldn't they? Whereas when it's someone like, I think it's Adoption Focus, I believe. Yeah, Adoption Focus. Yeah. Whereas if they're doing it as a kind of solitary, they've done an episode of a podcast with us and they can tweet it, then, you know, their followers are going to pick up. And as are their families as well. So that's really useful for anybody who's kind of considering early permanence and who may... wonder what it's all about. So I like that one as well. Yeah, and plus she was a great guest. She was a good guest. She was very open and honest.
She's adopted herself as well, isn't she? So she's got she's adopted herself. Or she's got experience.
No, one of her siblings was adopted.
Nearly the same. Nothing like the same. I can't believe I've said that.
Oh dear. Do you want that shovel that I've just got here ready for you to dig a bigger hole?
But I remember listening to her and I was sort of like slightly not cynical or skeptical or had a healthy skepticism. Yeah. Just listening to her and going, actually, no, she's got this, that she's got the welfare of everyone really at heart.
Yeah. I mean, she might not have been adopted herself, but she certainly thinks beyond kind of the. Well, you know, the generic kind of CEO of an adoption agency who may not have that personal experience or that personal connection to adoption. So, yeah, I agree.
But what we have learned this year is that if you say things that are not true enough, then they become true. So let's just spread that rumor, shall we? Let's just start that. No, that's terrible. I wouldn't do that.
It's a very bad thing to say.
Yeah, I went to a Social Work England seminar last week about maintaining your registration and being online, and it genuinely terrified me. So I've got to be very careful. I didn't tell them about the swearing episode. Does that mean
your mouth's going to be in lockdown?
Yeah, did not tell them about the swearing episode. Okie dokie. Well, number three, we've got now. I know this one. You will not be surprised. We did an interview with that young man, Josh McAllister, in relation to his review of the care system, and that came in at number three. And didn't we enjoy doing that, Scott?
Oh, did we not? Did we not enjoy it? I'm not sure what part of it I enjoyed the most, whether it was actually the recording of it or whether it was the crap that we got thrown at us afterwards. I'm really not sure, to be perfectly frank. All I know is that, you know, we put ourselves out there just trying to kind of,
help
inform people and try to help. But you're all forgiven if you did slag us off and you still listen.
No, I
couldn't really care anymore, to be honest. I'm so over the troll stuff. You know, you say what you like now, I just ignore it. It was interesting to read some of the stuff afterwards. But it was also interesting. I have to be honest with you, I did enjoy talking to him. It wasn't the worst chat we've ever had. I guess it just depends on what you believe in. I'm not care experienced, and I've not worked in that sector. I get it. I get what people are trying to say, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Even though everybody thought we were, we had to run our questions by him first and all that sort of stuff, which was a lot of rubbish because we didn't.
Yeah, there was all that kind of people thinking that we'd not been allowed to publicise it and we hadn't been allowed to take questions. And,
exactly. Do you remember that one? That was cracking, wasn't it?
Oh, I got into a lot, very long direct message involving someone claiming me, I don't know, they thought I was some sort of part of the Illuminati ultimately. I think that was what they thought I was,
But do you know what? Anyway. For as quick as he arrived, they've gone again, and that's it, isn't it? You know, we did what we had to do. We wouldn't be, let's face it, right? We say this all the time. We are our podcast, all right? We do what we want. We started this for adoptive parents. We didn't start it for anybody else. It's kind of transitioned into something else. But if we want to speak to somebody, we will speak to them. It's that simple. Because if we want to speak to them, then people might want to hear what they've got to say. And that is the premise of the podcast.
Yeah, we're not
going to get paid for it. Nobody pays us for this rubbish.
Anyway, you're on your soapbox now. You're really totally...
Sorry.
Oh, poor me.
I thought it was at work, sorry.
You are secretly part of an underlying cabal that's trying to take over the world. I know that. It's, just embrace it, own it. Anyway, I think we should get... Do you think we should get
more likely that it's a bank holiday. Say again?
Do you think we should get him on when he comes up with his findings?
Damn right. I want to be trolled. I'm missing being trolled.
Yeah. Roll your sleeves up and let's take the whole blooming internet on. Exactly. Here we go.
Yeah. But yes, I do think there's a couple of people we want to come back, and he is definitely one of them, I think, once this is kind of released and we'll see what it says. I think we've got some information about an early kind of part of it, but it'll be interesting when it's all done and dusted. There's lots of kind of things that I've seen online about this, that, and the next thing, all connected into this independence of it. And to be honest with you, I'm going to just say out loud, I agree. I don't think it is very independent now after seeing some of the stuff I've seen. But I want to see the evidence that says it's not.
Well, it's happening.
It's not independent. But I also want to see the evidence that says it is independent. So there you go. Yeah.
And ultimately, it's going to happen. So they're going to report and they're going to do what they're going to do. So we might as well be, as a friend of mine said, you'd rather be in the tent peeing out than outside peeing in.
Peeing in,
yeah.
Especially if you're peeing in through the open door.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, so that was number three. Mm-hmm. So now we're into number two. Are you excited?
Not really.
What do you think it's going
to
be?
I tried to think. I thought that was going to be number one, Ash.
Did you? All right. So, okay. Well, episode 123 recorded this and released it in August. It was an interview with Becky Brooks, the Adoption Barometer.
Oh, interesting.
It's not. Oh, no, it is interesting. Sorry, that's really weird. everyone likes Becky.
It's funny because she doesn't listen. We could say what we like about Becky and it wouldn't matter because she doesn't listen anyway. But every episode we have Becky on is always popular. Because I think we have some fun with her as well as kind of the serious stuff. And the barometer is of interest to the people that might listen to us as well. So, you know, those results are quite...
I think the barometer is a really useful tool. I mean, obviously it's got its critics, but everything's got its critics. Yeah. That's the nature of the world we live in. But I think it serves a purpose. Exactly. And it's kind of a good measure of what's happening. So
where we are.
Absolutely. Exactly. Tickety-boo. Totally happy with that. Do you really want to know what number one is? Go on, have a guess. Go on, please have a guess. Make it interesting.
Was it Krish Kandaya?
No. And he needs to come back on. He said he would come back on. So I'm going to start harassing him.
Not very happy with him.
No, he didn't. I emailed him and everything. Are we shaming him?
We've tweeted him. I don't know. Maybe he's just hiding. Maybe he's in hiding.
Maybe we're just tiresome.
I don't know. I'm not going to say any more, actually.
Well, there you go. Well, I think what we should do is maybe in the new year that we should contact some people and we'll get people to retweet and just form a campaign to get him to come on, because actually he said he would come on and I want to know what's happened. I know some of the stuff has happened and I think that some of the stuff is really good. So get him back on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, not shame him into coming on, but maybe embarrass him into coming on. Is there a difference? I don't know if there is a difference, do you?
Well, one man's embarrassment is another man's shame.
Exactly.
As we say around these parts. I'm sure he'd be fine. It's not that.
It's not that.
Right. This is really interesting. This is episode 121. And we undertook this episode a long time ago, about in July. So it's had a fair few weeks and months to percolate. And we undertook an episode, Allegations Against Foster Carers, with Catherine Lockett.
Interesting.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
I would have never.
You would understand. I'm not being funny. You can understand now. You've told me what it is. You can understand why, because those words are quite leading for foster carers, isn't it? As soon as you say the word allegation to a foster carer, it's like they just scream, hold their hands up, and run away.
Yeah,
for good reason. Yeah. And I think what that episode brought to me was that whilst allegations can be made, it doesn't always necessarily mean that they're true. And I think when I was a foster carer and we were in that position once, it panicked the hell out of us.
Oh, it's awful.
Because you think about what a young person's going to, lose if it goes the wrong way, depending on what the allegation is, of course. You know, there's different levels, isn't there?
It's horrendous. And I've talked to, it's my bread and butter working with foster carers and working with really experienced foster carers who go, yeah, I know this is happening. I could have told you it was going to happen. Everyone had expected it to happen but it doesn't change. The impact is catastrophic, even though everyone, there's all the caveats that everyone kind of goes, this isn't unexpected. It doesn't change the fact that the rug is pulled hugely and it's really complicated. So I think that that's really interesting. I think that maybe we should see if we could do something about allegations against adopters.
Maybe
we should do that.
Yeah, because it does happen. We don't hear about it often, but it does happen.
It does happen. I mean, it really does happen. So I think it'd be interesting. Yeah, it often comes at different stages in adoptive parents' lives. And it just, and obviously, some of the allegations are true. They're found to be true. So we see with the terrible news last year of, the child who was killed by an adoptive parent, newly adoptive parent. Yeah. So it's got to be, the people have got to take it seriously. Absolutely fine. So that's a really Christmassy, cheery one, isn't it?
Yay.
So what we'll do is we'll re-release that so that people can re-listen to that if they want to, and maybe people not. But was there any notable, that's the top five, so that was number one. I don't know what will be number one next year. Is there any sort of notable episodes for you, anything that's stuck in your mind for the year?
Well, I've got two, but the first one that comes to mind was the swearing episode. And the reason that comes to mind is because it was a lot of fun. Like, it was probably the most, I don't know, just fun, laughy, giggly episode, because unless I can swear like a trooper, as you all know.
Oh, I know.
But to hear words come out of your mouth, and I'm assuming that's why Baswa invited you to the thing.
Yes,
it was a lot of fun, and I think the feedback afterwards was that, oh my days, you know, I mean, there was a couple of people who contacted me, I don't know about you, but they were just like, oh, I'm so glad you've covered this, because I was just feeling like, you know, we weren't getting anywhere. And I think as well, it helped me to kind of hear your experience of it, because I don't think that's something that we've sat down and discussed as as friends, is how our young people may react to things and how colourful the language may be. Although we knew, I mean, let's face it, we knew. But but also the feedback was, some of the comments that I got was, you know, it's just nice to hear that it's not just us, and that actually sometimes just by kind of just dealing with it in a different way, you might not take it quite so seriously. So that was the first one. And then the second one was a little bit more awkward and more recent as well. And it was the one that we did with Don Harker after the Times and article. And the reason I like that is because it really made me think afterwards about how we tend to circle round without actually being honest. We're not journalists, of course we're not, but it made me think about how we react to these awkward kind of conversations that we might have to have as a podcast. Because it happened. We invited Don on, but we were all, I think the three of us, until we got into our flow, were very kind of, we felt very awkward talking about it. Part of that is because the people who were involved couldn't represent themselves and couldn't speak for themselves, I guess. So there was a little bit of contradiction there in terms of us doing that. But at the same time, really made me think about how we approach podcasts. Because sometimes we do invite people on and then just go, oh, hi, and da-da, and then we don't realize just the impact that conversation might have after it's gone out, you know? So that was my two. What about you? Anything that stands out?
I think there was the three episodes that we did with, I think I have total respect for birth parents who come on. I mean, we work hard to get adopted people on. And I think, you know, all of them are remarkable. And even if they're telling whatever story they're telling, it's remarkable, and it takes a lot of bravery and courage, and it comes at a cost. I'm conscious of that. Mm. So that's kind of a caveat to all of that. But I think that in the summer we had a conversation, didn't we, with someone who wants to remain anonymous, who put us in touch with some birth parents. That sounds all very suspicious.
Yeah, I know it does. We just wish that person would come on and talk, because that would be a really interesting story. But
they're they're shy. I think part of that is because social media is a bit of a bull pit at times. And so we then had these conversations, and we had these pre-conversations with the three mums, Lynn, Sarah and Sammy. And so I was just so conscious when we had those the vulnerability of them putting their story out there. And we've had people like Clarissa on in the past, who's amazing, and we've had Angela Fraser-Wicks. But they've got stories where as an adopter, you can go look in there and go, there's an injustice has occurred. And that gives them a platform, which means they're much more acceptable and palatable. Whereas Lynn's, Sarah and Sammy's stories are much murkier they acknowledge that and say, you know, things weren't great. And there's so much ambiguity about those stories. But that's the reality. And you kind of come away with empathy and compassion, but also a sort of a developed understanding, and just sort of questioning the ethics of it all, which is exactly what I just love. I love that kind of there isn't an answer at the end. So I think those were the ones that really stood out. And the swearing episode. I love the swearing episode. I felt like a naughty schoolboy.
You so were maybe as we well. Should
we reissue the sweary one instead of the allegations one?
I think maybe the next couple of days we'll probably see a couple of them. But I think the fact that we both enjoyed doing that says a lot about us, doesn't it? They were both fun. They were all but fun.
But the aim of the podcast has always been that we want to just go where we want to go.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the thing. We've gone on about these ones, but we also did a load of webcasts. We've done, you know, lives. We've done the whole jing bang. They don't really kind of, you know, they're listened to afterwards, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I think people forget that we do that as well, and because I certainly do. But, you know, it'd been, well, there's a new year coming. Who knows what might happen?
Who knows?
Who knows?
An audience with?
Adele? Oh, no, that's been done, hasn't it?
Heck no.
Kylie? No.
That's
been done.
Well, that's cool. I think we should maybe, I'm happy to leave it at that because I think we've done more than
enough. Fabulous. Well, this is just a little short listen for, you know, in between the Christmas and New Year period.
A little appetizer.
A little. Yeah, a soupçon.
Like after a dinner mint at the end of the year.
Oh, no, we've had enough of them.
Oh, tell you, I had some sort of excess hangover. I don't know what it was. It was just like my body just said, stop. stop. Please stop putting things in your mouth.
My nose was saying that to my husband with the Brussels sprouts. It has to be said.
Oh, please.
Disgusting. Honestly.
Oh, I mean, I don't like young them. Men.
I don't like them. I can't eat them. I refuse to eat them, actually.
Well, I'll tolerate them. And I don't object to seeing them. But about 2 years ago, Paula said to me, she said, because I make soup quite often. And she said, once she looked wistfully at me and she said, you know, once I had Brussels sprout soup. And I went, what is that? And she went, well, it's Brussels sprout soup. And so I said, well I'll make you it. And everything you think about what Brussels sprout soup looks and smells like is true.
Oh,
to the point where it put me off not just Brussels sprouts, but it put me off soup for a full year.
Oh, no, really?
I couldn't look at a tin of soup without feeling slightly bilious and slightly violated by the whole experience. It was the worst. It looked exactly like diarrhea.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
I'll make myself
go. It'll start going in a minute. Yeah.
Okay. We'll turn the podcast off.
Yeah. Safe to say that because Tris always goes to bed that little bit earlier than me, and I went up the other day and he had the bedroom door closed. This was Christmas night. He had the bedroom door closed.
How have we got to this conversation?
Because we're just having a bit of fun at the end of the podcast.
We're a high quality podcast.
We're not high quality. We're low substandard. Anyway, I opened the door and I had to walk back downstairs and let it air for at least 20 minutes before I could walk back in. So
no Nick there you go. In the house.
No, definitely not. No, none. Hit up everything. Even the cat scratching post, just in case, you know, one of their nails maybe flicked a
spark.
A spark.
You need send a canary in there first.
Yeah, it died. Anyway.
What happened to the butchie mother? Oh.
Anyway, that was a lovely episode. Thank you.
Well,
and I look forward to whatever night it is we're chatting to. The number 6 of 2021.
Yeah.
Not top 5. Within the top 6, but...
Top 6. Yeah, top 6. Well, there you
go. Snooze you lose.
Yeah, look after yourself and see you soon. Bon Jovi.
See you soon. And Jovi.